Blog Talk Radio.
Party and the Spirit of America Party, a book, and the Spirit of America Party, a radio show. I figured I'd open with a little Dizzy Gillespie. There's a guy that gave the world a lot in the way of jazz and Latin jazz, and I cut my first Latin teeth on Dizzy's 1938 concert at Carnegie Hall. And I used to play a 78 record, and the name of the tune was Manteca. And it opened up with, I'm never going back to Georgia. I'm never going back to Georgia. Manteca! But anyway, there are a couple of issues of the day I'll go over with you. One is there are the medical office down in Florida, coroner's office, is releasing information on that incident with Trayvon Martin and Mr. Zimmerman, and a couple of things are now coming to light, and it's going to be a no-win situation, but I didn't know, and I might be wrong, because the information comes out in smidgens, and you got to catch this little smidge and put it over here and save it for the next smidgen, and you put that over there. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. I didn't know that. He had a long screwdriver in his, he had a little pouch. I didn't know that. There were traces of marijuana, the harmless drug, in his bloodstream and urine. I didn't know that. It's still not clear if he attacked Zimmerman from behind as Zimmerman was walking back to his vehicle. So a lot has got to come out yet. And I think that the media, somebody said even that when they showed pictures of Zimmerman in the media, they gave him blue eyes. I didn't know that either. And somebody criticized me for using the word the Latino, because I described Zimmerman as a Latino. And he looked Latino to me, but somebody said Latino is not the proper description. And I said to myself, I bet you this is the guy that complains I use caps in my blogs, because I do all caps in my blogs. And the reason I do all caps in my blogs is because I go back to the days of fax machines before the internet. And I used to do a lot of faxes into the Middle East for business and into darkest Africa. And it is easier for people that are learning English or have limited use of the English language to read caps than they are to read lowercase. And not only that, but when a Gupta falls off my generator bike and the fax bleeds, you can still piece the words together as opposed to lowercase. So I just thought I would tell you that and let you know why I do type in caps. And the other reason is I'm an American and nobody can tell me what to do. I refuse to be bound and gagged. Talking about bound and gagged, there's a sad story about the death of the Kennedy girl, the mother of four. That's a real sad story. And if I find my blog on that, I'll read it to you later. I got to tell you, I have no love or respect for the Kennedys, and the sooner that all the Kennedys are out of politics, the safer the nation will be. And then, of course, John Edwards today refused to testify, and he refused to let his mistress testify, and he gets the Father of the Year award. Many years ago, when I was dating this beautiful nurse, we were very young. She was a bachelorette and I was a bachelor. And she worked and lived around Sloan Kettering Hospital. And she lived with about 4 or 5 other nurses, and they all worked at Sloan Kettering Hospital. And I used to meet her after work, and we'd go out for a drink. And she told me the story about a patient of hers that was dying of cancer. A young woman was dying of cancer. And her husband would come and visit her, and then he would hit on all the nurses outside that he came in contact with. Nice guy, huh? And I didn't hear any more of that until I saw John Edwards, the guy that almost became president of the United States. What are we doing with these presidential candidates that we would accept so many lowlifes? President Pinocchio pants? Huh? Are you kidding me? The guy that gave us 9-1-1 and brought down the Clinton Towers? Oh, it was Bush's watch. Yeah, Bush got elected. He was just in office. He was reading a book to children, and then he found out what the World War III is like. But it was Clinton who brought bin Laden, gave him an open invitation to come kill us. Bin Laden tried in 93, hoped to blow up at the World Trade Center then and let the buildings topple like dominoes. But he failed, and we all laughed. The media told us to laugh. They said these Arabs are the dumbest people on the face of the earth. Remember, they tried to take the steering wheel back for credit at the van rental place? They tried to get their deposit back? How dumb are these Arabs? Well, the Arabs never gave up trying to blow up the World Trade Center, and they came back on September the 11th, 2001. And this time they succeeded. Only by the grace of God they didn't kill 100,000 Americans. And the first thing that the Democrats did was make sure that the Clinton Towers didn't become the Clinton Towers, but they blamed Bush for everything. What did Bush know and when did he know it? Well, I'll tell you something. 40 days before 9-1-1, 48 senators voted to burn the American flag. And what did they know, and when did they know it? And some of them were on the Military Intelligence Committee. So there we have John Edwards. We have President Pinocchio Pants. John Edwards was almost president. And now we have this big dinner out in Hollywood for President Obama, hosted by George Clooney. And I believe, and if I understood correctly what I heard in the news today, John Corzine was one of the contributors who paid $40,000 to have a table, to sit at a table to support President Obama. Now, my question is, how much money did John Corzine steal when he was a senator? And how much money did John Corzine steal the first time when he worked at Goldman Sachs? And then how much money did John Corzine steal when he was a governor? And we only caught him when he went back into public practice. And he lost $1.8 billion, but he had $40,000 left over to buy a meal at the Obama Classic. And that's what you got running the country. They talk about blood and treasure, and they're spilling American blood, and they're counting the treasure. And they don't like it when they have to give up some of that treasure. Well, we can't tolerate that. You know what they need? They need a little bit of Swanee.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's drumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. I love the old folks at home. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee. Oh.
If you got the chance to be president of the United States, would you take it? Obama, the Harvard lawyer, knew the constitutional requirements for the presidency. It called for an American-born citizen. I'm sure he told his handlers that fact. His handlers probably told him, let us worry about that. You just do your Al Green impression. I'm not threatened by Obama. He's a front and center stage. We see what he does and when he whispers to his Russian comrades. But all we knew he was Kenyan and enabled him to take an office illegally must be brought out in the open and face trial for treason. They are the threat to American freedom. They have planned to destroy the USA and shred the Constitution. The Democamos must not be allowed to operate unappointed. If there are senators involved, they must be removed from office. Anyone who has been appointed by Obama must now resign because he's not qualified or she's not qualified to make those appointments. He cannot be put on the ballot in any state for president. The Democamos must pick another candidate who did not know he was Kenyan. And that may be hard to do. Anyone who knew Obama was not qualified must do time as an accomplice to treason. The next move will be to force the literary publicist to say he made a mistake. He may even get a Breitbart heart attack or suffer arsenic poisoning. Since Obama has been in office, 2,000 Americans, now classified as NATO troops, have arrived back at home from Afghanistan in flag-draped coffins, the same flag that 48 senators voted to burn 40 days before 9/11, SJR-7. I'm listening to Mark Levin tonight, who's a great patriot, and a guy calls in and goes, you know, I voted for Fred Thompson, a great conservative, and Mark says, I did too. Neither of those two guys know that Fred Thompson voted to burn the flag because his allegiance to Hollywood was greater than his allegiance to the flag he voted to burn. So all that glitters is not gold. Just because a guy's got Republican next to his name, it doesn't make him a patriot. This illegal alien president is responsible for those deaths as pretender commander-in-chief. And add to that the loss of SEAL Team 6, 22 SEALs plus 8 military. This tragic mistake was buried in the Democamo press before the bodies arrived home for burial. And tonight, Warren Buffett is buying 63 newspapers so that he can counteract Rupert Murdoch. So the left is going to not only have all of the TV networks that are not cable, they're also going to have all of the printed word. It was one night of news described as a chopper crash. That's how they listed the ambush. If an Afghan soldier can shoot an American soldier in the back, can they also call ahead to ambush Ali and say, heads up, the SEALs are coming? If the press can cover up this ambush to protect the Hollywood hero Rambama, who killed bin Laden, can they also cover up the fact that he is not an American? I think he knew all along he was born in Kenya. He just went along for the ride, play some golf, play some people, read some good speeches, enjoy the vacations and the free lunches, walk into the Oval Office with $3 million and bump it up to $5 million, ride the gravy train, maybe leave with $10 million plus. Whatever Simon and Schuster advance for his book is gravy. Then go on the speech tours to the Middle East countries like Clinton did. Then build a library. The proof that Obama is not American lies up in Harvard. That is why his records are sealed. Harvard is complacent in treason, if my hunch is right. And that leads me to believe Obama was a for emir of the USA, and that plot was hatched in Harvard. 1991 must be a very interesting year. Who he hung around with, who picked up his tab, who bought his smokes, to sum it up, we have an experiment in the media-inspired coup d'etat minus machine gun fire. How many years in production? How many demo camos involved? 100? 1,000? 10,000? 100,000? How many countries are involved? Why did Bashar al-Assad get a Rwanda killing fields pass, yet Muammar Gaddafi got a broomstick up his anus? He was no threat. He gave up his nukes, but every IED that gave us a flag-draped coffin and burnt-faced heroes without legs came from Syria with the new improved Iranian copper lugs. You want to see three demo camos endorsing Bashar al-Assad? Go to www.immediatecrapmatters.us and scroll down and see who's sitting in the Ottoman chair. So, that is my blog for today. And that's from the Spirit of America Party, a radio show. So let me give you a tune, and then I'll set up another blog that we'll blog about. They have a website called Captain's Blog, www.captainsblog.us. You want to hear a song? You know, there's a song, and I haven't got it up, but I just thought about it. I'll give you Steve Earle, Going Down to Dixie. 2 minutes, 56 seconds. About the death of what's her name? Is it Mary Kennedy? And that she had hanged herself in a barn. She was the mother of four, married 16 years to Robert Jr. Is that who it was? Robert Jr., the guy that's in bed with Hugo Chavez, getting Massachusetts cheap gas. Taking care of the communists. And So I as soon as I heard about it, I went to Huffington Post to see what the story was, and because I go through AOL, which is, they say they own Huffington Post, but I think Huffington Post owns AOL. I read the first 200 blogs. Now, one thing you should know about Huffington Post, anytime there's an issue, the first five blogs are always anti-Tea Party, anti-Republican, anti-American. The first five, no matter what the issue is. So I go to this Kennedy Commits Suicide, and I read the first 200 blogs. There was, out of the first 200, there was not one negative blog, not one. God rest her soul, God help the Kennedys, God bless the Kennedys, they're all wonderful, Bobby, Jack, and Ted. I'm telling you, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. So, I said, let me check tomorrow morning and see what the blogs say. So I went the next morning to the Post, and the first 10 blogs on the Post were the guy's a rat, all the Kennedys are rats. And I said to myself, well, how could the Huffington Post have 200 so positive, rest in peace, God bless you? Because they're edited. That's why. And that tells you a lot about AOL and the Huffington Post. And so be careful. That means if the Huffington Post can do it, everybody can do it. But I did my own blog, and I felt sorry for the woman. And I reminded everybody in my blog that when you stand on the altar before God in the Catholic Church, you take an oath to love, honor, and obey in sickness and in health, for better or for worse, till death do you part. And the Kennedys, they had their own program. So I call those people Kennedy Catholics. And John Kerry is a Kennedy Catholic. Ted Kennedy is a Kennedy Catholic. And I used to joke that Ted Kennedy and John Kerry got thrown out of the local church up in Massachusetts because on Ash Wednesday they weren't allowed in, and they caught them down in the boiler room putting ashes on each other's foreheads. So this poor woman hanged herself. Now, in sickness and in health includes mental health. And if you're a vow keeper, when your wife gets sick, you're supposed to be there for her. That's why God gave you to her and her to you. You ain't supposed to run out on her and go out with a Hollywood bimbo. And you got four kids? And how old are the kids? They were married for 16 years. So what are the kids? 14, 12, 10, and 8? And where are they? And why was she alone and hanged herself in a barn? He should have been there to catch her if she fell. He should have been there. So, but he's too busy making sure that we don't drill for oil, and that the only person that can get oil is him through Hugo Chavez. And I got to tell you, they say that she had a drinking problem and a drug problem. Well, the Kennedys drive a lot of women to drink and into the drink. And as far as I'm concerned, she was Mary Jo'd. And the one consolation prize that I'm getting is that knowing the fact that Ted Kennedy is working boiler number 3, along with George Carlin, the drug salesman. So having said that, let me give you a little tune, see how much time we got left. And anything else happening? I got 33 seconds. I'll give you I'll give you an Irishman's tune who kept a vow.
first I saw the love light in your eyes. I saw the world held naught but joy for me. And even though we drifted far apart, what I dreamed of. As I've never loved before, and first I saw you on the village green. Come to me, hear my dreams of love are old. I love you as I loved you.
That show for tonight. God bless Mary Kennedy, and God bless the troops who serve. Thank you.